Simon & Schuster Audio presents Waking the Witch, Reflections on Women, Magic, and Power by Pam Grossman. Read by the author.
For Matt, the most charming man I've ever met. I fear and I love, I love and I fear, the faraway ladies now hovering near. Helen Adam, at Mortlake Manor. Introduction. Witches have always walked among us, populating societies and storyscapes across the globe for thousands of years. From Circe to Hermione, from Morgan Le Fay to Marie Laveau, the witch has long existed in the tales we tell about ladies with strange powers that can harm or heal. And although people of all genders have been considered witches, it is a word that is now usually associated with women. Throughout most of history, she has been someone to fear, an uncanny other who threatens our safety or manipulates reality for her own mercurial purposes. She's a pariah, a persona non grata, a bogeywoman to defeat and discard. Though she has often been deemed a destructive entity, in actuality, a witchy woman has historically been far more susceptible to attack than an inflictor of violence.